When the time come, he lay into the board and the apostles along with him. Then he said to them, "Foo fain he ha been to eat the Passover wi' ye afore I dree my dree. For I tell ye, I's eated nae mair afore the great Passover of the kingdom of God." Syne he took a cup, and after he had speared a blessing, he said, "Tak ye this, and scare it among ye. For I tell ye, fra this time for it, I's drink na the fruit of the vine again, or the kingdom of God is come." Syne he took a leaf, and after he had speared a blessing, brak it, and gied it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, it is gain for ye. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he lifted the cup and said, "This cup, it is poured out for ye, is the new covenant sealed with my blood." But tent ye, him it is betraying me, his hand is on this board with mine. For the Son of Man may e'en gang his wearded gate. But way for the man, it is the mean o' his betraying." At that, they began to speer among themselves, welcome it would be it was to betray him. Saying they fell a throne with other, or whilk of them should be hodden the greatest, Jesus said to them, "Among the heathen, kings lairds it o'er the folk, and rulers tax the name of benefactors. But it's no be say with ye. Among ye, the greatest maun demean himself as the youngest, and him at the heed as him at sayers. Whilk is the greater, the man that lies at the board, or the servant that serves him?" "Him that lies at the board, I trow." "Ah, weel. Here among ye, it is me, it is dane the servant's bark. Ye stidden steevily by me in all my throughcomes, and as my Father has disponed the kingdom to me, I for my part dispone a place at the banquet board of my kingdom to ye. And ye shall sit on thrones, ruling o'er the 12 clans of Israel." "Simon, Simon," he gied on, "tent what I tell ye. Sutton has socht a gotten leashings to cave ye and your fears like corn. But I hae prayed for ye, Simon, that your faith failna, and syne will ye hae turned back to me, ye behoove to strengthen your brother." "Maister," said Peter, "blithely would I gang wi' ye to jail and to death." "I tell ye, Peter," quo' Jesus, "the cock winna crow this nacht, or thrice o'er ye hae threepit that ye ken me na." "Sign to them a'," he said, "when I sent ye forth but spung or poke or chaise, wanted ye ocht?" "No, I hate," said they. "But no," go he, "let him at his a spung tak it wi' him, and a poke the same. And let him at his near sword sell the clays off his back and cough one. For I tell ye, yon scripture word man fund its fulfilment in me. And he was numbered with the fauters, for all thing weirded for me is new coming to pass." "See, maister," said they, "here is twa sorts." "In youch to share us," go he. Syne he gied oot, and fur awa as he went today till the Hill of Olives, and the disciples gied wi' him. When he had come to the place, he said to them, Pray now to be hained a sair sighing. Syne drew off from them about a stane clod, kneeled down, and prayed at their words. Father, an ye will, let this cup gae by me. Yet, no my will, but thine be done. And now an angel frae heaven caeth till he's e'en and pat pithin him. And sair distress us all, he prayed the mair fervently, till the blobs of sweet was hailing off him onto the ground like blouts of blood. When he was done praying, he went up on his feet and gaed back to the disciples. They had fa'n hour, forfockled for very dool, and he said to them, "Who could ye sleep? Rise ye up and head on at the praying, said ye hinna to bide a sair sighing." E'en as he spak the words, a throng come up, with a man called Judas, ane of the twa, at their head. He stabbed up to Jesus for to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, "Judas, would ye betray the Son of Man wi' a kiss?" When them it was wi' him saw what it was coming till, they said, "Will we use our swords, Maister?" Indeed, ane of them lent the head priest's servant a strake in the head and snagged off his right ear, but Jesus said, "Nae mair o' that." And he put his hand to the man's ear and healed him. Syne he turned to the head priests, the officers of the temple guards, and the elders that had come out to grip him, and said to them, "Am I some reaver that ye needs come out with swords and rungs again me? Day and day I was among ye at the temple, and the ne'er a hand racks ye out to grip me. But this is your hour, the hour when murkness is the hourance of a' thing." Syne they gripped him, carried him off, and awa' to the head priest's palace, and Peter followed them a good gate ahint. They were all sitting round a fire they had kindled to the palace close, and Peter was sitting among them, when a servant lass saw him where he sat in the lowe of the fire, and taking a long visie o' him, said, "This yon was wi' him tae." But he wouldna own wi' it. "Na, na, woman," said he, "I hinna nae kennings o' him." A wee after him, a man noticed him and said, "You're yet of them, tae?" "The near him is that, my man," said Peter. Maybe an hour later, a third yon three bit the same thing. "Truth in it, weel," said he, "this chiel was wi' him. He's frae Galilee." "A tweel, man," said Peter. "I kenna what you're speaking about." And e'en as he spak the words, a cock crowed. And the Lord turned at that moment and looked at Peter. And Peter minded on who Jesus had said to him, "This night afore the cock crows, ye will disavow me thrice over." And he gaed out by and grat sair. Then them it was gairdin' Jesus, begood geckin' and peekin' him, and after blindfoldin' him, they said to him, "Quo, prophet, tell us what was it struck ye?" And mony may suck like blasphemous things, they said to him. At scraic a day, the eldership of the folk, head priests and doctors of the law, convened. They gart Jesus compere afore their council, where they said to him, "Give say be ye are the Messiah. Tell us say." "Gif I tell ye," quo he, "ye winna believe me nane. And gif I speer ye questions, ye winna answer me nane. But this I tell ye. Frae this time forth the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of Almighty God." "Say, ye are the Son of God then," said they. "Ye hae said it," quo he. "What needs we call mere witnesses," said they. "We hae heard it oot in his ain moo." The hale assembly, then, lifted and took him away to Pilate. There they begood bringing charges again him. "We fund this man," said they, "egging up our nation to rebel, bidding folk no to pay taxes to the emperor, and hooding out that he is the Messiah, a king." Pilate speared at him. "Are ye the king of Jews?" "Ye hae said it," he answered. Saint Pilate said to the heid priests and the crude, "Often nae thought of awe on this man, but they three but the mayor, that he was earthing on the folk to rebel with the things he was teaching over the hale of Judea or the gate frae Galilee to Jerusalem." Hearing them speak of Galilee, Pilate speared if the man was a Galilean. And when he found that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him on to Herod, for the king happened to be in Jerusalem at that time. Herod was fell glad to get his een on Jesus, for he had heard a hantle anent him, and had long been wishful to see him, and was in hope to witness ane of his unca works wrought afore his ain een. See, he terged and better terged him, but Jesus answered nane. And the same, when the heid priests and the doctors of the law stood up and brought either tither charge again him. At the end of it, Herod joined his sodgers in jamfing and jeering him, and saying, "Busket him up in a braw sheen goon," and sent him back to Pilate. That day, Herod and Pilate, at a day hain an ill will at other, become friends. Pilate now called together the heid priests, the counsellors, and the folk, and said to them, "Ye brought this man afore me, charging him wi' egging up the folk to rebel. I will. I examined him mysel in your presence, and could find nae found of awe for your charges again him, nor could Herod neither, for he has sent him back to us. Manifestly, then, he has done nothing deserving a capital sentence. I am therefore to cause nought to him, and sign let him gae free." But the hale throng of them reared wi' ye, Stephen. "Awa' wi' him! It's Barabbas we want." This Barabbas had been incarcerated over the heat of a riot in Jerusalem, and whilk some folk had been killed. Pilate wanted to set Jesus free, and he spoke to them again, but they cried out even on, "To the cross! To the cross wi' him!" A third time Pilate spoke to them. "But what ill has he done?" said he. "I hae found nae fault in him deserving a capital sentence, as cause not to him, and sign let him gae free." But they only yellocht the mair that he maun be crucified. Pilate dochna outstand the rearin, and settled to gie them their will. Say, he set free the man they craved, that had been incarcerate as earth and pert in a bloody riot, and gave Jesus up to their will. As they led him awa', they clocked Hodge, a seaman, a man frae Cyrene, it was coming in frae the country, and gart him gang ahent Jesus, carrying his cross and his shuther. A fell throng of folk followed him, among them some women that was baiting their breasts and making a mane for him. Jesus turned to them and said, "Mourn for me, daughters of Jerusalem. Mourn for yourselves and your children. Pretend my words. The days is coming when they will be saying, 'Happy the woman at his barn. Aye, happy the wame at ne'er bear bairn and the breasts at ne'er gae milk.' Then tae they will begin to say to the hills, 'Fa' on abin us,' and to the nows, 'Kiver us ower.' For if the day is sick-like with the tree, it is green and growthy. What will be done with the tree, it is wallet and deed." Ither twa was led out to be execute for crimes along wi' him. And when they come to the place called the Hairn Pan, they crucified him there, and wi' him the twa ill-dares, the tane on his right and the tither on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgie them, for they kenna what they're doing." Saying the sodgers cast cavils and hoofed his cleading among them. The folk stood by looking on, and e'en the counsellors geckit at him.
"He solved others," said they. "Let him solve himself, gif he is God's Messiah, the choice gin."
The soldiers stay, had their jamf at him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "Give ye are the King of the Jews, solve yoursel'." There was a placard in his head with the words, "This is the King o' Jews." Yen of the old dares that hung there jeered him, saying, "Arna ye the Christ? Now we'll sof yoursel' and hiss forby." But the other old dare challenged him. "Are ye no fly, Dean o' God," said he, "when ye are dreeing the same doom as him? And a just doom it is for his twa. It is but getting her sairing for things that we ha' done, but this yen hasna done ocht wrong." Syne said to Jesus, "Hey, minding me, Jesus, when ye come into your kingdom?" And Jesus answered, "At will I tell ye. This day ye's be wi' me in paradise." It was about 12 hours, and the licht of the sun failed, and it mirkit out the hail lawned till the midst of the afternoon. At whilk hour the curtain of the temple screeded at twa. Then Jesus cried wi' a loud stevin, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." And with that he sucht awa. When the captain of the guard saw what had happened, he gave glory to God and said, "Trouth and at weel, yon was a good man." All the crowds of folk that had come together to see the sicht knew it all thing was by, gaed there was hame, stricken themselves in their breasts for dool. But all his friends, and the women that had followed him frae Galilee, bade standing where they were, a good gate off, looking on at all thing. There was a man called Joseph, it belonged to the Jewish town of Arimathea, a counsellor, and a weel-dain, upright man, that lived biding on the coming of the kingdom of God, and hadn't agreed with his colleagues of their counsel and their work. This man knew come to Pilate and craved the body of Jesus. Syne he took it down, swelled it in deed linens, and laired it in a grave cut it in the rock, for nae man had yet been buried. This was on the fore Sabbath, when the Sabbath was graying. The women that had come along with Jesus frae Galilee gaed after Joseph, looked weel at the grave, and saw who his body was laid. Syne they gaed back and prepared spices and ointments. Conform to the law, they rested frae work on the Sabbath.